The World Meteorological Organization, WMO's regional center in Tokyo, has described Typhoon Haiyan as violent. WMO spokesperson in Geneva, Claire Nallis, says the typhoon is exceptionally strong.
One measure of the strength of typhoons is the central pressure. A low central pressure means that more air gets sucked in, and so the winds are more powerful. Shortly before landfall, the central pressure was 895 hectopascal, what we call, which is very powerful indeed. The current pressure this morning is 920 HPA.
The United Nations Humanitarian Agency, OCHA, says Typhoon Haiyan has ripped roofs off houses, uprooted trees, and affected businesses. However, says OCHA spokesperson Jans Lake, the full extent of the damage will not be known until the storm has passed. He points out that the United Nations has deployed a disaster assessment and coordination team with the cooperation of the experts from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN.
It is making its way to Tacloban City to lay the ground for an interagency needs assessment, which has been agreed with the government that we will assist with that. This UNDAC team will work in close cooperation, obviously, with the local authorities to assess the life-saving needs for emergency shelter, coordination, camp management, health, food and water, hygiene, sanitation, and other needs that may arise.
The World Food Programme, WFP, estimates that 2.5 million people will require immediate assistance in the aftermath of the typhoon. WFP spokesperson Elizabeth Beers says the agency will participate in the government-led initial needs assessment to be conducted on Sunday, the 10th of November.
Based on the results, WFP will do more in-depth assessment in priority areas to determine the extent of food assistance need. WFP resources are currently stretched. We are already assisting people affected by the earthquake in Bohol province, as well as those displaced by fighting in Zamboanga, in addition to our regular operations in Mindanao.
Ms. Beers says WFP urgently needs $2 million to meet the initial needs of 500,000 people. Typhoon Haiyan is the third disaster to hit the Philippines recently, says Chris Lom, spokesperson for the International Organization for Migration, IOM.
In the last 3 months, in addition to the Bohol earthquake, the emergency authorities and the humanitarian community has actually been faced by now three major humanitarian emergencies. There are also some 75,000 people still displaced in Zamboanga, in Mindanao, in the southern Philippines. And in Bohol, there are still an estimated 350,000 people displaced and living in temporary shelters following the earthquake. And Bohol is, in fact, very close to the trajectory of this typhoon.
Typhoon Haiyan is expected to travel over eastern, central, and western Visayas, Bicol, and southern Tagalog, with a combined population of 29.4 million people. Derek Imbata, United Nations.